Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show we're going to discuss password best practices. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So, passwords are the part of the first line of defense when it comes to protecting your information. Without a username or password, you will not be able to access the information that you need. How often have you wondered what is the best way to create a password? Well, in this radio broadcast, we'll deal with designing a password strategy. So the first thing is create an extensive defense model. What you need to do is you need to make sure that you educate your users about how to best protect their accounts from unauthorized attacks. And one of the ways is to have a strong password. Use the system key utility, which is syskey on computers, throughout your network. The system key utility uses strong encryption techniques to secure account password information as stored in the SAM, which is a security accounts manager. That's if you're going to be using workstations or work groups. If you're going to be using Active Directory, the password information is pretty much secure using Kerberos. So with Active Directory, that's the best way to go with passwords. But what we need to do is also define a password policy that ensures that every user is following the password guidelines that you decide are appropriate. So one of the things that there's been a lot of talk about passwords and how we should design them and what should be the maximum length. And a lot of people are going towards password phrases. And password phrases, because a phrase is harder to break than a regular password. Let's take one example. I like cr ice cream and cake. Now, when we look at I like ice cream and cake, how many people would actually know to type in I like ice cream and cake? Well, you got special characters in there, the space bars. And what you could do is you could substitute a one for an I. And then we could do an at symbol for A for cake and also for an ice cream. And then we can use a three for an ice cream. I mean, so there's all different ways. And what it does is it makes it a lot harder to break because I, one, space, two, like, L, I, K. E, that's six right there, space, like ice cream. So I C E, that's another seven, so that's 15. So we're up to 15 characters already, and we haven't even finished the whole phrase yet. So can you see how that can be more preventive of somebody breaking into your account or breaking the password? And also it makes it easier for people to remember. Because remember, what we can do is we can set a password policy and say that we want to remember up to 24 passwords. So that can make it very difficult for somebody to be able to change their password. And how many times have you had users where they've lost their password and they just keep losing them? Well, with the password phrase, it makes it a lot easier. Because what they can do is they can do something that's dedicated around their life and be a phrase, be an actual sentence. And I mean, so we can have a very, very long password and it will make it so it'll take years to break. So one of the other best practices is define password policies and ensure that everybody can use them. So that's we want to make sure that the password policy that we put in We want to make it so it's user friendly. And if we're using password phrases is a lot easier for somebody to remember and also to create. Consider whether implementing account policy lockout is appropriate for your organization. So what we're talking about here is, say you forget your password and you put in three times, and then all of a sudden you're locked out. Well, what should we do here? Should we make it so that the administrator has to go in an unlock the account? Or you can make it so that a certain amount of time passes and then it'll unlock the account. And then we have to also the automatic threshold reset. Encourage your users to follow best practices for password protection. Always use strong passwords. And so we go back to the discussion again of using a passphrase. Because a passphrase is going to be stronger because it's going to be more characters. It's going to be special characters in it. And plus, it's going to be something that they're going to remember. If the password must be written down on a piece of paper, store the paper in a secure place and destroy it when it's no longer needed. A lot of these are also, when you think about it, these are going to be self-explanatory or these are going to be common sense. One of them is never share your password with anyone. Use different passwords for all user accounts. Don't have them where they're in the same password. Change passwords immediately if they have been compromised. That way you can make sure that you can block the intruder from getting in. Be careful about where passwords are saved on computers. Some dialog boxes, such as those for remote access and other telephone connections, present an option to save or remember a password. Selecting this option poses a potential security threat. And a lot of people don't realize that, but when you're sitting there and you're saving that password on there, all a user has to do is come over and boom, get on your machine, and they now have access. Define password policies so that all users are protected with strong passwords. Define the enforced password history policy setting so that several previous passwords are remembered. With this policy setting, users cannot use the same password when their password expires. Define a maximum password age policy setting so that passwords expire as often as necessary for your environment. Typically, you're going to set them every 30 to 90 days. And with this policy setting, if an attacker cracks a password, the attacker only has access to the network until the password expires. Define minimum password age at policy setting so that the passwords cannot be changed until they are more than a certain number of days old. This policy setting works in combination with the enforced password history policy setting. If a minimum password age is defined, users cannot repeatedly change their passwords, so to get around the enforced password history policy setting and then use their own password. Users must wait the specified number of days to change their passwords, which the default minimum password age is one day. Define a minimum password length policy setting so that the passwords must consist at least a specified number of characters. And like I said, you can use a passphrase. Long passwords, 7 or more characters, are usually stronger than short ones. And with this policy setting, users cannot use blank passwords, and they have to create passwords that are a certain number of characters long. Enable the password must meet the complexity requirements policy. And what this says is that we have to use alphanumeric characters, we have to use special characters, we have to use upper and lower case within the password. Be cautious when defining account lockout policy. Account lockout policy should not be applied haphazardly. While you increase the possibility of thwarting an unauthorized attack on your organization with account lockout policy, you can also unintentionally lock out authorized users, which can be quite costly for your organization because it's time. Time is money. If you decide to apply account lockout policy, you have to set the account lockout threshold policy to a high enough number that authorized users are not locked out of their user account simply because they mistype a password. Authorized users can be locked out if they change their passwords on one computer, but not on another computer, the computer that is still Using the old password will continuously attempt to authenticate the user with a strong wrong password, and it will eventually lock out the user account. This might be a costly consequence of defining account lockup policy, because authorized users cannot access network resources until their accounts are restored. This issue does not exist for organizations that only use domain controllers that are running Windows Server 2003. So thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the Go box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.